This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The deadly coronavirus continues to ravage many parts of the world. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 555,000 people globally have lost their lives due to COVID-19. In the U.S., more than 133,000 have died from the virus, and that number is expected to rise. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
New positive cases had been dropping in Arizona. This shot back up yesterday.
We see increases across the board.
As Governor Doug Ducey sounded the alarm there, Florida hit 120 deaths, its most since early May, to go with its biggest 24-hour jump in hospitalizations. The governor, Ron DeSantis, is urging calm.
You should take precautions, but there's no need to be panicked.
Oregon, Missouri, and Montana once again broke state records for the highest single-day increases in confirmed cases. Mississippi has one of the nation's fastest growing positive rates, and its five biggest hospitals have already run out of ICU beds. Sagar Magani.
In an interview with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, U.S. President Donald Trump says the nation will bounce back from the COVID-19 pandemic.
First of all, we're going to defeat the invisible enemy, and that we're well on our way. And as again, I told you, the mortality rate is tenfold down. We're going to rebuild the economy.
Earlier, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is ignoring the coronavirus pandemic while encouraging division within the nation.
He's waved the white flag. He's walked away. His failures come with a terrible human cost and deep economic toll. Time and again, working families are paying the price for this administration's incompetence.
This is VOA News. An advanced team from the World Health Organization is on its way to China to organize an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus. The virus is believed to have emerged in a wholesale market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan late last year after jumping the species barrier from the animal kingdom to infect humans. Hong Kong's Education Bureau on Friday announced the suspension of all schools starting Monday after a sharp rise in locally transmitted coronavirus cases fueled fears of renewed community spread. Schools in the Asian financial hub have been mostly shut down since January. The traditional British summer getaway to the Mediterranean Sea is set to pick up steam as Britain's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Now anyone arriving back in England, 75 countries and territories, won't have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still cancelled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are COVID safe, and many potential holiday makers reluctant to make a trip abroad in light of the pandemic. The aviation and travel industries are hoping that the new rules will help them salvage part of the summer holiday booking season that's been so battered by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The World Bank has approved $200 million in aid to help Afghanistan tackle economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic, as confirmed cases top more than 34,000 in the conflict zone. The country has been severely impacted due to a month-long lockdown, with thousands of people losing their jobs in the economic fallout. In other news, Philippine lawmakers rejected the renewal of a 25-year license for the country's top broadcaster on Friday. The move is outraging activists who see the move to keep ABS-CBN Corp off the air as part of the political vendetta on behalf of President Rodrigo Duterte. China says it will impose tit-for-tat measures after the United States slapped sanctions on Chinese officials for their involvement in a crackdown on Muslim minorities. The latest Chinese response followed a U.S. announcement Thursday of visa bans freeze on three Chinese officials. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says he is not optimistic that the new START nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States will be extended. Lavrov says the risks of nuclear confrontation has seriously increased recently and that Moscow is prepared to discuss control over new weapon systems with Washington. South Korean police say Seoul Mayor Park Won-soon was found dead early Friday, a suspected suicide. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.